Nicely with Martin Besser.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I love that song.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you do. Here's the thing, it's Women's Month.
It is.
Happy Women's Month, if yes. I haven't wished you already. So when you've got these days or months, people always feel the need to give you something, which is nice. It's like your birthday, you get a gift, Father's Day, gifts, Women's Day, which of course is Women's Month.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do something. I think a lot of companies have this question, right?
Yeah.
That they have to answer.
Yes.
What are we going to do for the women in our company?
Yeah.
And then they come up with what?
Generally, I mean,
chocolates.
Oh yeah,
flowers.
A tea.
Do you know which?
A pink pen.
Yes.
A pink pen.
A pink pen, because that makes
y'all
us so happy.
Always use pink pens.
Yeah, and that's what we really want.
I mean, who doesn't want a pink pen if you're a woman? And also, tell me these spa days that they have with your colleagues. Isn't it? I mean, can you relax around colleagues? No.
So, honestly, it's probably one of the worst things for me.
You see. So I have the suspicion.
Yeah.
And I think you've already proved my suspicion to be true.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know what women, I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
People don't know.
Say it, yes.
What women really want.
Yeah.
My work, it's halfway through the show, and my work here is already done again.
Literally done. You can leave right now.
Thank you very much. Yes. Enjoy the rest of the day. It's been great. Have a nice Monday.
The only thing you can now do
yes,
is give people ideas what women really want.
Really?
You can't open that box and then we clap and then you say bye.
Kind of, you're absolutely right.
Thank
Look at you,
Martin.
How's that for a headline? Already, yes. Even before the news started. We'll definitely get back to this in a moment. Tell me if you agree or disagree. 084-850-0942. Soos Gerda sê, voorstelle, baie welkom.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.
People don't often know. Listen, it goes for more than just Women's Month. In general.
Mm.
People buy you something that you think, that they think you want.
Yes.
But if you just ask sometimes, you'll know. For instance, we're talking about Women's Month. And I see a lot of companies now have to do something for Women's Month, and then they give women gifts and things. And I often wonder to myself, do they actually really want that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I must tell you, this company gave us guys the best Father's Day gift ever. That gown. That was amazing. Do you remember the gown?
I'm trying to remember the gown.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, this is awkward.
It's a big, beautiful, luxurious gown. Did you not get one?
Oh, yes, I did.
What do you mean?
Did your partner take your gown, though? No, maybe his partner took his gown, though, because it is a big, beautiful gown.
Yeah, I don't keep those things.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind the gown, then.
Yeah, I never get to keep the nice gifts.
There we go.
And then it comes to Women's Month. I mean, what did you get your lady? What do you get your lady for Women's Month? You're not very great at answering.
Yeah, I mean, it's Women's Month. All I need to do is be present, isn't it?
Oh,
wow!
Isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, sure, whatever.
Talking about what women really want.
They
just want you around.
So I mean, the reality is, my missus's birthday falls in Women's Month, so she gets a birthday present.
Well, a combo,
but not a Women's Month.
Oh, they love that.
Yes.
But am I right in saying that, especially companies that do this, they get a massage therapist that they bring to the company.
Yeah.
Don't come and rub my back at work. No.
You can't relax.
No, I'm not relaxed. And also, now you're rubbing my back and maybe my arms and my hands, and now I'm actually overwhelmed because there's too much touching happening because you're doing my feet and someone's doing my back. But also, I'm at work. I don't do that to me at work. I'd rather be away and have that being done. No.
And then you get those companies who try and save costs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just get the managers to do that.
Hi.
All those emails to HR afterwards.
Yeah, wow.
Gosh.
Ladies. Then they said roll over. And I went, excuse me. Because, you know.
Oh. Sure. Is that what happened to Peter?
Oh, wow. Happy Ladies Month.
Whoa.
Today, the managers will be giving you a free foot rub.
I'm not here for that. Absolutely not. I'm running.
Doesn't it depend which manager?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, if Ravi or Leith or Nick or anyone else.
Now you're making it real.
No, because now I'm pitching it real. I'm pitching it real, and I don't want it to happen. No.
Listen here, Miss Rollover. Yeah, but the question is, what do women really want? It's Women's Month. Just ask them.
Yeah.
Don't sit there and guess.
Yeah.
I mean, does it work for women as well? Do you also, can you also get them a free blow? What do you call that? Hair dryer.
Yes.
Yeah. A free hair blowing session. What do you call that? Not that.
Just a session at the hair salon would be great. Yeah. That would be amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was about to say, is there a session where they just
blow dry your hair? Yes.
Yeah, oh, there we go. Okay. Roll over. I wait for 850. 0942.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
We're talking about what women really want. It's Women's Month. What a girl wants. Gold jewelry
shine is so bright. That don't impress me much. Show me what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Actually, guys, for corporate gifts, stop giving people nonsense that they don't want.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just
focus.
Say,
just
thank
ask.
You. Thank you, Martin. Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Martin.
Yeah. It is Women's Month.
Let's be practical.
They don't want most of the stuff you give them. It seems like a good idea. The idea was probably come up. Some man came up with it. It's like, just ask them.
Just ask.
So far, dresses with pockets. That seems doable. So what I want to do is we'll just gather some suggestions through the week. Okay. And then every Monday for August, we'll see if we can actually get something done.
Oh, that's cool. I love that idea.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
So I'll be going, stopping by a women's shop. I'm going to buy a nice dress.
Oh my God. Right. I'm going to actually see this. I literally want to see this.
Are you
going to
sew on pockets? Yeah.
That's right. It should be fine. 0848500942.
What woman really wants is, I think, a third hand or the three perfect little words, I've got this.
Yeah, less doable.
No, it is not less doable.
Third hand.
Third hand is less doable, but I got this is not doable, but I got this is doable.
Yeah, absolutely. Third hand. It's anesthetic and it's...
Seems like a whole process.
Yeah, it's a whole process.
Where would you attach it even?
Blood and stuff.
Look, where would you put the third hand? On your back? On your... Where would you attach the third hand?
It'd be weird dancing with it.
Yeah.
What is that? What is that?
On your forehead?
Also, is it just the hand or is it going to come with the arm?
Surely.
Because you can't just have a hand.
It surely needs
that's
an arm.
That's weird.
You know, it'll be lacquer.
Wait,
on your thigh. On your thigh.
Just a hand.
Just a hand on your thigh the whole time. That's very impractical.
Just waving.
Or picking things from the shelf. Like, what, just shelves. Well, how is this hand?
Oh, imagination's by the worst part of me.
Zephod Breivelbox had a third hand.
Who?
Zephod Breivelbox. He was the president of the world in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, he did have three hands.
He did have three hands.
Oh, you've made it less sassy now. Thank you for that.
A really long bath without toys in the bath. A 4-hour nap. The house clean. There's no laundry. No dishes. Just a nap without any interruptions.
Yeah.
Have to. No diaper change. Just that. That's all I want.
Oh my hun, I feel you.
See, if you're in the bath and you've got a third hand attached to your thigh, you can really, you can wash nicely.
Yeah. Practical.
Oh no.
So my man sal my baie vra, wat soek ek vir Kersfees, wat soek ek vir my verjaarsdag, wat soek ek as 'n geskenk? En ek sê nog elke keer van, weet jy wat, moenie vir my iets gaan koop nie, boek net eerder vir my 'n tattoo appointment, want dan is ek op my beste.
There we go, love that idea.
Good one yeah. More.
So what we need is, we need barricades around robots, so that if it comes to month end and people bump the robots, that they bump rather the wall instead of the robot, because my goodness, there's nothing more frustrating sitting in a traffic jam.
Working traffic lights is what she wants. keep them coming. You can also obviously get involved on social media. We'll check back in again tomorrow. But by next Monday, somebody's going to get what they really want. 084 850 0942.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays. Jacaranda FM.
So I'm asking the question on behalf of all men, on behalf of all companies who want to celebrate women and make Women's Month special. You know, at some point you're going to hand something out at your workplace, a little something, something with a card, which is nice. It's thoughtful. Don't give them stuff they don't want.
Or stuff that we can get for ourselves. Like, no offense, but I can't get myself, I don't know, like you say, I can, but a free blow dry at the hair salon. It's something that, you know what I mean? Like, it's time away. I'm getting my hair did. I feel good about myself. That's really nice. And I don't have to do it. Sometimes you love your colleagues, but I don't have to do it necessarily with my workmates. I can just go by myself.
I know. You haven't figured out a way, after all these centuries, how to get pockets on dresses. I mean, it's a big one.
People have tried.
People have tried. They've failed.
It's the worst. And also impractical pockets. Pockets that you actually can't use. They're just sew on shapes of pockets, but they're actually sewn shut. So you can't actually use them.
Oh.
They just look like pockets. Often women's clothes will have pockets. Fake pockets.
Pockets on dresses may also lull you into a false sense of security.
Why?
That you shouldn't be doing something with your hands.
I'm actually going to throw so many things at you. Tomorrow, I'm just bringing everything I can find.
The violence. Gosh.
No more jokes. So, what women really want? 084 850. Oh, you've got your backup in here as well.
Khada, I need you in here. Yeah. You won't believe what Martin just said to me.
Didn't say anything.
I actually think I
will.
Can I repeat? Go for it.
Please repeat to Khada, me over the pockets.
I was saying I want women to get what they really want.
No, not about the pockets. Really, what did you say? He said that pockets will lull us into a sense of security, that we shouldn't be doing something with our hands instead. That's why we shouldn't have pockets and dresses.
The way you're saying it, it lands harder.
No,
I didn't say it like that.
That's exactly how
I
we said
say it.
In that tone. Lull us into a sense of security that we shouldn't be doing something with our hands.
False.
Pockets. You will talk about pockets with the necessary respect. Will not take on the importance of pockets.
I will solemnly swear here today that you will have a dress, a nice one with pockets, by next Monday.
Oh,
both of you and Khada.
Stop it.
Yes.
You don't say things like that and not mean it and joke about it.
You really are. You were right, though. It is easier to please.
I told you.
Breakfast with Martin Bester, driving you to work every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.